It's 2 minutes before 8 in the a.m., and I have the great pleasure of being joined on the telephone by former KPFA manager, pending new executive director of the Pacifica Foundation, which owns KPFA and the other four Pacifica stations, Nicole Sawaya, who's up in Mendocino. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning, Philip, and good morning to all the listeners.
Well, we want to... This was a big surprise for me when I got the email over the weekend, and it was so pleasant. I mean, I was every time there's a Pacifica.
It was a surprise for me, Philip.
Okay, every time Pacifica has a national board meeting, I wait for the next shoe to drop, and this was such a pleasant surprise, I couldn't believe it at first. But tell us what it means. You were fired 8.5 years ago by the then executive director, Lynn Chadwick, as manager of KPFA. 8.5 years later, you are now the new executive director of Pacifica. Tell us what your plan is.
Oh, my plan. Well, my plan is to come in, a slow ramp up, take my own assessment of what is going on in the organization, because I have to say, given the few days that I had at the Pacifica National Board meeting, things are complicated. Much more complex than when I was there. So that will have to be taken into consideration. And I don't know any of this. I have not been in the Pacifica universe over the past 8.5 years. I've been rather busy in other media universes. And it'll be interesting to peel back the layers around the onion and see the core that we get to.
Well, I think it's very important that the National Board of the Pacifica Foundation gave you a unanimous vote. So I think you're going to have certainly from the staff here at KPFA and across the network, I think you're going to have a real base of collegiality and support to encourage you to do the right thing.
I hope so, Philip. And I must say, I want to thank the Pacifica National Board, all the local LSB members who percolate to that board, and thank them very much. The process, it was three interviews. The process went along fairly well, fairly rapidly. They know what they're getting. I'm pretty out in the open about my opinions and my background. I'm a broadcaster. I'm a non-commercial broadcaster. I am not the magic bullet. I'm not a wizard, although I'd like to be. But, you know, I'm just a broadcaster, and I know what it takes to do good broadcasting. And I also know what it takes to protect the organization, because it is a regulated industry that it operates in, which is broadcasting. So I believe that the Pacifica National Board, along with all the stakeholders involved, along with, for me, the biggest constituency of stakeholders, which are the listeners throughout the country, whether they're listeners to the five main stations or the 125 affiliate stations. Those are our biggest stakeholders. So I think every point where the state of the media, the state of our country, the state of the world demands that we get over whatever we may disagree with each other on in the immediate or small differences, and really, really protect this institution so that it can fulfill its function into the 21st century. It's not going to remain the same. Of course, everything changes. And now, Philip, I don't know about you, but I have migrated to the Internet for most of my information. And one of the things I told the board was that they need to consider their Internet presence as a sixth radio station. So if I've migrated to the Internet for most of my information, a lot of other people have too. And there's a lot of great writers out there, a lot of great activists, a lot of people doing things on tiny little blogs. It doesn't cost anything to run, you know, free blogware, and yet they have an impact in the halls of Congress. So our landscape has changed as producers, as journalists, as cultural producers, and we need to make sure that Pacifica and as a broadcast entity is part of that change. That's what I hope I can bring to the table. Some enthusiasm, some knowledge, grounded in real experience in non-commercial broadcasting, my journalistic eye, if you will. And let's see if we can't get things going.
Nicole, you're on a cell phone up there in Mendocino. You'll be down here in short order at Pacifica headquarters in Berkeley.
I'm not too short of order, Philip.
You built in a little time, eh?
I did build in time. I have some commitments, and I've been freelancing now for quite a while.
Okay. Well, as soon ASAP, let's put it that way.
Okay.
Nicole Sawaya, the brand new executive director of the Pacifica Foundation, former manager of KZYX in Philo, former manager of KPFA, and former manager of KALW in San Francisco. Nicole, congratulations, and we do want you to be here as soon as possible, because we know you're going to do a bang-up job.
Thank you, Philip, and thank you again to everybody involved with Pacifica for this vote of confidence. Thank you.
Nicole,
bye.
Nicole Sawaya. Ran over a little bit, 4 minutes after 8, coming up after the news. We'll be talking about the student loan program and the changes that have been wrought by Congress. You're listening to KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno. Time now for the news with Eileen Elfenderry.